CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to it. 4 minutes after 3 p.m. on a Wednesday, so you know it is a capital wrap-up. Right here on Cliff Central, everything and anything that's hip-hop. What up, Monty? What up, Cat? Yeah, I forgot old school's name.
You forgot my name now?
I'm sorry, old school. My
damn
bad.
You're lying. No.
How you cats doing?
I'm good.
Sorry, just to cut you off, for anybody who's listening, man, that joint that we just opened the show with, that was that brand new Young Cyber DJ featuring Black Liz, Ladies Amon, P.O. The song is called Pretend. I think it's smooth as fuck. I love that joint. Sorry about that, Monty. What were you saying?
I'm good, man. I've just got a bit of FOMO for the weekend. we all know what weekend it is.
No, but it's crazy because I asked you, I think maybe even 2 months ago, I'm like, Monty, are you going to the Durban July? And you said, nah.
Fam, the FOMO, fam.
Can I tell you what happened to me?
So wait, are you going?
Can I tell you what happened to me 2 weeks ago?
Two years ago, sorry. Okay.
I said I'm not going.
Yeah.
I left Joburg on Friday for Durban. Friday, 6 p.m.
When did you decide?
That day, because my friends were like,
on Friday.
My friends were like, we're going, let's go. And I was like, guys, you know, I ain't got leave of work, you know. They're like, we'll be back Monday morning. I was like, fuck it, let's go. 6 p.m. we left, arrived at like 11, 12, went to the Groove.
Dog, I actually think you have legit FOMO issues.
No.
Because this is not the first time.
No,
it's not the first
time.
I didn't go last year,
so you know, I'm easy.
So what happened with Rage in December? I think you have serious FOMO issues, Monty.
I'm living my life, Cap, you know what I mean? Living my best life, and I ain't got no blesser. I'm doing this shit by myself, on my own pocket.
What up, old school? What up, old school?
What up, B? What up?
I see you got the gold chain on today.
Yeah, dog, you know. I thought I'd switch it up a little bit, you know. I'm trying this whole motif. Out, you know what I'm saying?
You hip hop today. You real hip hop today.
Nah, dog. I've always been hip hop. What are you saying?
But I'm saying you put the whole outfit. You know, got the gold chains. I see you. Those Nikes?
Nah. Okay. You can't get
what
these.
Are those?
You can't get. Whoa. Easy.
Hey, yo, man. Before we get into the show, man, we gotta send a shout out to the homie Brave Biso, man. He stays listening to the show.
Shout out to you, fam.
Word to the homie.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Chi-Chi.
She's part of the fam. She know what's good.
Chi-Chi stays all up on our action, dog.
Man, let's get straight into the news without further ado.
No, man. It sounded wrong. Let's keep it moving. My bad, Chi.
On the new music front, right, Steelo just put out a brand new single called God Level. Yeah. Make sure you go out and look for that. Why are you shocked?
I heard nothing.
And I've been on the TLB. Like,
how is it? Have you
nothing? There's been nothing.
It's okay, man. Like, I expected a bit more.
Have you?
It's not as strong as Day Off. Yeah, it's just him. It's not as strong as Day Off.
Okay.
So, yeah. But the one time I was in Cape Town with him, I heard some other stuff he was working on. That's sounding quite alive. So, I can't wait for him to take that out. Tall Ass Mo's also put out a new single featuring Reason, and it's called That's So Great. So I don't know if Tall Ass Mo is like seriously being a rapper or it's like comedy rap.
I think how's the song? Is he putting out bars or is he playing around?
No, obviously it's like funny punchlines and stuff, you know.
I've seen him perform.
Yeah. And so, what did you think?
Perform?
Wait. He was on stage and
wait.
I forgot where it was, but it was at a club.
Yeah,
I think he's probably trying to take it seriously, trying to make it a real thing.
I remember he dropped the track like it was on the Touchdown, and it was a track like produced by the Decepticons.
Yeah, he works with them a lot.
Yeah. And I was like, yo, they gave this dude such a dope beat, but like it was a joking, like, you know, kind of rap.
I actually think we need to have Tall Ass Mo in the studio.
Yeah,
soon,
I also
actually.
Think so. Hey?
Yeah. Discuss what he's trying to do.
And like, we need to just come together. Yeah.
Gigi LeMayne is also
with Wade, the white boy of his, sidekick Wade, the white, y'all don't know Wade.
Okay. The short guy.
The small guy.
That's Oscar.
The little person, not the little guy.
Oh, the guy who works for him.
Yeah. I met him the other day. He's not how he is on TV. He's actually a real guy.
Gigi LeMayne's also dropping a brand new single. She announced that she's got a single on the way featuring Duncan. She has not announced the date yet, but make sure you look out for that.
Evan, Duncan, you drop bars, boy.
Okay, but Kat, it's not funny because the people listening don't know who Duncan is.
But, oh, my bad.
They only know the rapper Duncan. Come on, Kat, that was a selfish joke.
That was very selfish. Sorry.
Anyone who's listening, we have a guy called Duncan who works in the back, you know. So,
he's the producer.
Yeah. Okay, cool, Shop. Sean Pages has announced that he will be putting out an album later on in the year. The album is titled From Alex With Love. From Alex With Love, yeah. And he's put out the track list as well. It's 15, 16 tracks, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. So, yeah, I saw the artwork last night.
Yeah.
It was, so, yeah, it's pretty dope. Like, you know what I mean? He looks very connected to his moms and shit.
I heard that apparently on the album, his sister actually narrates the album. So it's a very personal album.
Mm.
So, yeah, that should be interesting.
Is it coming out with a single anytime soon?
I don't know. Maybe
we might have him as well.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. DJ Zandy's putting out a brand new single featuring Envy, P.O, and Kano. I think it's Kano. And the song is called Risque. That comes out this Friday, so make sure you look out for that. DJ City Lights has also put out his second single featuring Sjava, who is also from Ambitious Entertainment, and a guy called Crazy, and the song is called Shishiliza. And yeah, the last new song
he's got a lot of pressure though.
Who, DJ City Lights?
Yeah,
because Washa,
like,
was
after
huge.
Washa, I was Washa like, was huge. Boy, you better bring it like again, you know what I mean? Like, because now everybody's gonna be like, Yo.
But I trust that label, you know.
Look, man, I must say, I listened to the joint, and I don't know, man. Maybe I need to listen to it some more, but I wasn't convinced on the first.
I'm very skeptical. You know? If Cap is skeptical, I'm skeptical.
No, but I've just said maybe I need to listen to it some more. That's
no,
not
because
my
here's
final
the
opinion.
Thing. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Like, when I haven't heard a song,
yeah,
I kind of rate it from other people's perspectives, and I know what kind of tracks you guys like and stuff like that. So when you guys are like, it's an okay track, I'm like, then I'm gonna rip it apart. You know what I mean? Because you know me, I'm harsh.
Yeah.
When it comes to, like, you know, breaking down. Yeah, I'm not old school. I'm real, dog. Like, I don't just say no, it's dope for the sake of it.
Yeah.
Like, if a song is whack, it's whack. If it's not, like, if it's dope, I'll say it's dope.
It's dope. Speaking of dope new music, I was in the club on, was it Friday night? Friday night, yeah.
I don't even remember.
And yeah, I was pretty turned.
Out of town cab!
And so DJ PH was playing, and he played the new JR, which comes out this week, and that shit is sounding crazy, yo.
For real?
But I trust JR.
I'm excited for JR. I hope it's a good song, that's all.
I think you're going to hate it when you first hear it, but I think it's going to grow.
Why?
And then you're going to come back and you're going to be like, yo, Cap, that joint is fire. The joint is called Four.
Okay, we'll
see.
Four.
So look out for that, yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's called Four, so look out for that. Going overseas a bit with the news, Designer is rumored to be dating Lil' Kim.
Yeah, dog. I was like, what the hell, dog?
I'm so confused.
I feel like that's the nastiest thing I've heard this week.
Dog, wow, she's old enough to be his
mom.
Like, legit.
Like, proper. Because
he's
legit.
19 and she's 40.
Yeah.
That's 21 years, fam.
I have no issues with the Designer. Get yours, nigga.
So, would you smash Lil' Kim?
The original bad bitch.
No, I mean, of course, back in her day, but would you
smash
her
now?
Back in her day. Right now, it's the way she's looking now. Nah, fam. I would not.
So then why are you condoning
Maybe I would. Just to smash that.
Do not lie. Actually, don't lie.
That's what I'm saying. Just to say it's Lil' Kim, but
it's so
she's
easy.
Not that attractive, to
it's
be honest.
It's so easy to say no. Like,
yeah, say
dog, it's
here,
winter, hey?
If
it's hard to say
in.
No now. Like, to anybody. Mm-hmm.
Nah,
keep it 100.
What about that? Keep it 100, dog.
Keep it 100?
Keep it 100.
I said yes, I would.
I would too, but I wouldn't tell anyone.
I would, like.
You won't tell anyone. Yeah.
No. I'm gonna take it to the grave.
Keep it on the down.
Come on,
low.
Yeah, take it to the grave.
Designer's also crazy for doing that.
Know. Yeah, right. But Designer's crazy.
I think it's
anyway.
Like a childhood fantasy. Like, yo, it's Lil' Kim.
Question:
bro.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the dude's Snapchat though?
Who, Designer?
Yeah.
I've seen some of the vids. I don't follow him on Snapchat.
I saw
bro.
This other video. Like, everybody's like, dog, what the hell is Designer saying?
When he's with the Phantom nigga, and the shit.
Dog, like, everybody's like, this nigga talks in cursive.
Yeah, I saw that shit. there was actually a video of Designer performing, and he walked past Fab, and the camera just caught Fab's reaction.
Yeah.
Fabulous is looking at designer like,
At the awards.
Really, is this what it's come to? Like,
yeah,
Fabulous looks so disappointed, fam. Like,
but he tried to save face and explain what his reaction was about. he was like, I was on my phone. Like, when he got on stage, I was on my phone. And the next thing I know, I look up and he's right next to me.
Nah, that's bullshit.
Yeah, obviously it's bullshit. I watched the awards and I was like,
bullshit. All right, cool. So 50 Cent was arrested this past weekend. Guess what for?
For swearing on stage.
Imagine.
For swearing on stage.
Yes, for swearing on stage.
But where was he?
He was Saint Kitts in the West Indies.
Yeah.
It's illegal to swear on stage there.
In public.
So, yeah. So he was out there doing his show, and literally after the show, as he walked off, he was met by police officers.
So he knew this, and he did it anyway. It's not. I'm not sad for him.
Well, apparently. So apparently, they must have told him. Apparently, his DJ didn't have. He was performing PIMP. His song PIMP. Yeah, so the DJ didn't have the clean version, and he didn't bother to clean it himself.
So that happened.
So
is he out now?
So, like, I'm sure it was a small thing. He got out on Monday because he had to wait for a court date.
Can I ask a question though?
Yeah.
Like, so if they're listening to us and saying kids, how much time would we serve?
Yo,
they actually can't listen to us. They can't listen to
they
the show.
They probably can't. Yeah.
What do you mean they can't listen
too
to us?
Too much swearing. Are they muting every 2 seconds? Like, you can't.
No, it's
you need to clean
radio
up your mouth, like, cat. You know,
who knows, Monty? You probably have mouth, like, about 8 warrants, like, just for this show.
But also think of it this way: if they're listening to us out there, they're not listening to us in public. They're either at home or at work or. Well, I guess,
but the internet
is
public.
A public space. Yeah, I don't know, cat. I don't know. Go get
it. No. I'm just messing with it. But I ain't trying to go to no Saint Kitts jail.
So Kanye West dropped a super controversial video for his single Famous. And basically it was inspired by painter Vincent Desiderio. And basically it's a bed full of people who Kanye says have impacted his life and career in some way. So he's got Kim Kardashian, Taylor Swift, George W. Bush, Donald Trump, Anna Wintour of Vogue magazine, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Ray J, Amber Rose, Caitlyn Jenner, and Bill Cosby.
You know what's so funny about,
I think it was,
you know,
swag,
what's
to be
so
honest.
Funny about,
yeah,
that,
so do I, so do I.
You know what's so funny about that video?
Mm-hmm.
I can see, like, everybody else was like, yo, Taylor Swift, what, dude, this nigga has
Chris Brown and Rihanna.
I hear, you know, that's
Bill Cosby.
That's pop. No, not even Bill Cosby. Dog, this guy has George W. Bush denying that he's in the video. Like, in an interview, they asked him, like, is that you in Kanye West's new video? like.
No, but they aren't real people.
No, of course. Yeah, of course not. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, the fact that it's gotten to a point where this guy has to deny that he was in the video. Of course it's not him.
Well,
but
he
knows
Kanye West,
I mean,
doesn't like him, so...
Yeah, of course.
You know?
After the whole Katrina thing and when he was, like, doing that little PSA with Mike Myers, he's like, George W. Bush hates black people.
Yeah.
Like, how?
And then Kanye actually said in after the video drop in an interview, he was like, yo, man, I'm pretty sure in another lifetime, George Bush and I would be friends.
they're both assholes anyway.
So they deserve each other, man. Yeah. They deserve each other. Future and Young Thug have squashed their beef. And they were actually in studio together a couple of days ago, working on DJ Eskimo's upcoming tape, E.T. So, they're cool.
Oh, yeah, I saw the artwork for that. Beef.
Yeah.
Shoo.
That's going to be fire.
Mm,
that's
going to
be
excited.
Fire. Yo, I'm actually hella excited.
can I stop you off for a bit?
Okay.
I just got a tweet from Chi-Chi, right?
Okay.
You know, we just spoke. Sorry.
Okay. Go on.
Sorry. You know, we just spoke about the whole swearing thing, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, I play y'all in my office. You people traumatize my colleagues with your swearing. It's a no-no in India.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. I know she's in India. So, what do you, you know, you need to tell us what they say, Chi-Chi. Are you allowed to play that in the office? What happens? Or do they just let it go?
Or maybe you'll get arrested. Travis Scott is said to be releasing another album, and this album could come out as soon as this week. He was out doing a show and he made an announcement last week. My album is coming out in a week, right? So I'm gonna play a couple of joints on there. The album is rumored to be called Birds in the Trap Sing McKnight. That's a weird ass title, but anyway, I fucking love Travis Scott. I can't wait to hear the album.
I wouldn't lie,
and I'm excited about that, man. Bringing shit back home, man. Last week was a big fucking week for South African hip hop, man.
Yo.
Casper did Sway in the Morning.
Yo.
AKA performed at the BET Experience.
I heard his freestyle. It was crazy.
Yo. Casper's freestyle. I was like, yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's not freestyle.
Obviously, yeah. It's not. Raps, you heard
raps,
it.
His raps were nice.
There was
You know, I really liked that interview. I think it was very honest. But the one thing that I didn't like about the interview,
I know what you're gonna say,
was the Kanye
with,
West
with Twitter. Everybody, it went wild.
You know, like that was my only qualm.
When what?
With he said
when he said people back home call me the Kanye West of South Africa.
But here's my thing. Yeah. There are obviously people out there who call him that. His fans or whatever.
No, in Mafikeng only, nigga.
Wow.
No. Don't bring us here.
But that's South Africa.
Don't be lying on us.
That's South Africa, though. You know, Mafikeng is a part of South Africa.
Yes, it's a part of South Africa.
Thank you.
Say Mafikeng. Don't say South Africa.
Wow, dude. Okay.
You know, look. It is very possible that people have called him that. But yeah. I just don't think it's a general, you know, generally accepted opinion.
Opinion.
And the way it came across on the interview is it's a generally accepted opinion. You know?
I hear you. And I think part of it must be like, you know, being gassed on Twitter. You know, people always talking shit on Twitter. And I don't think it was an unfair statement. I just think maybe he shouldn't have said it. That's all. But look, I don't think it's an unfair. Like, if people have told him, they think he's the Kanye West of Africa, then they've told him that.
And also, look, at the end of the day, I don't want to take away from anything that he did during the interview. It was a fucking dope interview.
Yeah.
He laid out his truth. And yeah, he killed the raps, man. At the end of the
breaking
day,
he
did make SA hip hop look good, man. So yeah. I'm not even mad at him, man.
Yeah, he rapped his ass off.
He did, man. And then AKA went and did 106 in Park. I didn't actually catch that interview.
Did he perform?
Yeah, he performed.
Can I ask a question?
It was part of the BET Experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to ask something.
Yeah.
Right. You know how there's always like Bo, Casper, and AKA they performing internationally and stuff like that. Like, I always wonder, what is the response, the reaction from the audience? Because, like, this is the first time they're hearing this track, and you know what I mean? Like, is it positive? Is it negative?
I also wonder,
I saw a picture.
We'll never know.
I saw a picture, and, like, everybody was just staring at AKA, and I was like, yo.
It's very well possible.
I guess also when it's songs you haven't heard and it's a guy you don't know, it's tough.
It's difficult, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you're on a stage with those kind of artists that he was performing up against. You know, it's kind
I was
of
watching the KO South by Southwest docu.
Yeah, I was actually about to speak about that.
Obviously, he performed and he explained himself. I'm a Zulu rapper
from South Africa.
South Africa, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Did his songs. The crowd didn't look like they were wiling, but I'm sure there were a couple who enjoyed. And, you know, he said he got some daps. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's a completely different country. New music, new type of sound, new language. You know what I mean? You can't expect them to wild out, but that's
crazy.
Why
yeah.
You give them your handles where they can get your music, and you know,
up to them to decide.
Yeah, like on the Casper interview, someone was saying, yo, I love your song, the song that they played on the radio, and he's like, I actually want to buy it. Like, yo, I don't even want to download it, because they were like, where can you get your music? He's like, mostly it's for free on the net. So he's like, the guy called in, he's like, yo, I love your shit. I forgot where he was from, but in the States somewhere. Like, I actually want to buy it. So you get some positive responses.
No.
That's pretty cool, man. And in some news that's a bit exclusive, I don't think this is out publicly yet, but this is the Capital wrap up, so I'm gonna fucking put it out there, man. Casper and AKA.
No. I think you're about to lie to us.
You are lying.
Cap wants hits. I don't know what you're like, Cap. Cap is lying.
Cap, don't gas, dog.
Okay, so let me tell you how this started, right? So two weeks ago, it was the Youth Hip Hop Festival in Durban.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Casper and AKA sat next to each other on the plane.
Okay.
Shup. This week.
I just got
that's
goosebumps.
That's an hour. And they spoke on the plane.
An hour. We say a lot of shit.
This
in
week
an hour.
on Snapchat, Casper, AKA Delez, Ricky Rick, drinking in a hotel lobby in LA, freestyling, rapping.
Oh my!
So I'm not saying they're the best of friends, But I'm saying they're civil.
They do have mutual friends.
Okay.
I've been seeing, I was seeing Ricky like, the whole week there on Snapchat. And And I'm like, okay, what are you going to do? Because you've been chilling with AKA. You know, Cass was there.
Did he call AKA?
Was like, it like today? It was like, yo, Cass, I can't make it today.
Even Ricky called me the other day.
Yeah, exactly. So you're saying they've semi-squashed the beef.
Yeah. They separated each other.
Cap, I thought you were going to say they're about to drop a track.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I was like, no. But who knows? Who knows?
That's when you assume. That's when you get
no. I won't lie.
No, you misled.
That fucked me up.
You had a misleading
I'm actually gonna let you guys recover from that. On the other side of the news, we will be hanging out with ICU. We also will be hanging out with Smashers a little bit later. But right now, this is the Tall Ass Mo joint that I was telling you guys about. This is called "That's So Great," featuring Reason. And yeah, tell me how you guys feel about this joint, man.
Come in like an old school Dr. Kumalo 16B, bitch. It's your homeboy, Tall Ass Mo. Rolling with my niggas, we slip the con.
On CliffCentral.com.
Okay, so that was the brand new Tall Ass Mo featuring Reason called That's So Great. Hit us up with your opinions. You can call us on 0861-555-189. You can tweet us at CliffCentral.com. You can Facebook us. You can also WeChat us. And the handles for those are CliffCentral. As promised.
To be honest with you.
Okay.
I think his voice is just funny. Like, you can't, I can't take him serious. Like,
it wasn't that, great.
It's his voice.
His voice is funny.
I didn't enjoy
but
that.
But I wasn't exactly expecting bars. You know what I mean?
Neither was I.
I think I'd need to see him perform it to be convinced. To like it.
I don't even think like a performance will convince me.
Mm-hmm.
I just think like, bruh, it's Tall Ass Mo. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. I'm too used to him
like,
being a funny
guy. Like,
just
crack jokes, dog. We cool. You know what I mean? Like I'm a fan of Tall Ass Mo. Like, in
a comedian
sense.
I actually went to his one-man show.
You know, it was dope. You know what I mean?
So he should just stick to comedy.
Yeah, you know? Like, if you want to throw in ad-libs like a young DJ Khaled kind of situation, that's cool.
Well, people, do you think the public will receive him? Will
I don't
allow
know,
him?
Man. Let's see about the tweets.
They're going to tear him apart.
You know, I don't know, man. I don't know. But so as promised, we do have ICU in the building. What up, gents?
What up, Kip?
How many of you guys are there, dog? I feel like someone's missing.
Yeah, we're full. The fourth member is missing. His gig is out there in Limpopo.
Yeah, he's harvesting avocados.
All right, introduce yourselves as individuals, yo.
Yo, what's up? Yeah, I'm Charlie.
I go by the name of Marco Polo.
I go by the name of Franchise.
Okay, and who's missing?
Caprice. Yeah.
Okay, cool, sharp. So before we get into the interview, I owe you guys a fuck you. And I've been holding this in. I've been holding this in for years. And the reason I say that, I remember years ago, dog, like, I was playing at Latinova, I think, and you guys had just performed.
Jesus.
And while you guys were performing, your mics were fucking out, and you niggas were like, to the crowd, yo, it's the DJ's fault.
Yeah.
And I was on stage, I was like, so now the whole club is looking at me like this, mother. I was like, so literally that first song I played was like Do or Die. Like, if they didn't fuck with it, it would have fucked up everything. So now that I got that out the way.
So was it the DJ's fault? Or was that a cover up?
It was a sound guy. I don't know.
It was a sound guy.
It was a sound guy.
It was Sushi. I'm going to tell Sushi he's going to be swearing at y'all niggas.
Nah, we panicked. I think we panicked. We were like,
yeah. So you just found an escape route. Yo, it was the DJ.
The quickest way out. Yeah, the quickest way out.
But back in those days, there were so many of y'all, though. Like, back in those days, there were like, so many. Yeah. Like,
how many?
Like, y'all went
there?
From like eight niggas to like four.
No, we start seven.
Seven niggas.
Yeah. Close
seven
enough.
Niggas. So why'd you guys cut down? What happened?
They all died in a horrible car crash.
Yeah.
Wow.
The other one was in an airplane crash.
I don't know what happened to the other one.
Wow.
The only one that survived was .com. Yeah.
is there beef or guy?
Oh,
nah,
there's no beef.
Oh my gosh.
It's all fam. It's all fam.
All right, cool. So now tell us, why the name ICU and how did you guys really get started, man? I know some of you guys are brothers. How many of you guys are brothers?
Three brothers and one cousin. That's ICU.
So it's just
a family. It's just
family.
Family
business. Okay.
Oh!
All right, the other ones got evicted because they went blind. I see the whole game. SABC 4.
All right, cool. So how did it really get started, man? And why the name? And what does it stand for?
Yo, back then when it started, man, it was corny as shit. I won't even lie to you. But literally, why it started is that, like, growing up, we grew up in Yeovil, by the way.
Yeah.
So, like, internet was, yo, it was using.
Yeah.
Internet was using. So, to practice, like, our freestyling, we had to get a hold of beats and whatnot. So, we started making beats, Fruity Loops. Yeah. When it was still Fruity Loops, before it was FL Studio.
And then
I mean, like, back then, you know, I got sick rhymes, I got sick then. Yeah. I got ill. So then, yeah, they named ICU.
Shit.
Oh,
yeah. Bars. Yeah. Bars.
Yeah, so they named ICU just
so literally
that.
Intensive care unit.
Not literally.
You just used the letters.
Yeah, just the letters. Like, yeah, okay, I'm sick. Yeah, I see you.
So sick. I mean, I see
you.
Yeah, okay. Just that
yo,
started.
Yo, I know those are back in the day bars.
Yo, boy.
So you guys just got together. You were family. You were like, yo, we like this music thing, this rap thing. Let's do this thing.
Yeah, that's basically.
How was the reception from your parents?
We had to stay in school. I mean. We had to stay in school. We got degrees and shit. That's what's up.
Oh, shit. Hey,
watch out. Hey,
shit,
watch
got
out.
The PhDs.
Smart rappers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so we had to see it through. But, like, the folks were cool. Well, the folks weren't so cool because, you know, rap back then, African parents.
Yeah.
Eminem was hot back then. DMX was hot back then. So they thought we were going to be another one of those.
Mm.
Yeah.
And our first few songs were like that until we made, like...
Y'all are some angry kids.
We made a track called Heart of Africa where we took, like, a popular African sample and we made a joint, played it for the folks, and, like, they started buying us mics and
like, oh, you guys are real. Okay,
wow,
okay.
That's dope, man.
Yeah. So did they start being supportive after a while? That, okay, we see you guys can do something.
They've always been supportive. It's just, you see, I mean, it's Africa, and they just think that, look, you need to do both. You need education and you need talent.
Yeah.
Together, you'll be great with it.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about that?
Well, I mean...
Looking back at it, like what they were preaching, you know, like when we look back at it, we like, yeah, what they actually said made proper sense.
Cause yeah.
If the music doesn't fall through, then, you know, like we can still go back and work corporate.
Yeah.
Backup
you
know? Plan.
Yeah.
Backup plan. For backup.
Yeah. But it's tricky. Like, I think looking back at it, had I taken them a lot more seriously. I think I would have got my degree at a much, much, much younger age. And then just focus on the music after that. You know what I'm saying?
So you think it took time away from the music a bit?
Yeah, no, 100% it does. And especially like when you have to do like Sunday shows and Thursday shows,
yeah.
And then there's a test in the morning.
Yeah. I know what you mean, yeah.
So
What do you mean? Wait, did you rap, Monty?
When you want to go out, for my state, when you want to go out, you got a test in the morning. It's simple.
Oh, I thought you meant, I know what you mean. Like,
no.
Shows and things, and you got a test in the morning.
I mean, I put on a show when I'm out.
All right, now tell us a bit about Ward 66. What's that?
That's our record label.
Okay.
It's a record label we started. Basically, we got ICU under it.
Okay.
We got Plutonians, which is a EDM group.
Okay.
That we have under it. We also have 66 Beats, which is a production company.
Yeah.
In terms of beats and everything. Yeah.
Speaking of 66 Beats, I know you guys have done some stuff for .com. You guys have done some stuff for Nadia. And funny enough, Ice Prince ended up on the Nadia joint, man.
Yeah.
So how exciting was that for you guys to find out that, yo, Ice Prince is going to be on one of your beats?
It was hell of exciting.
Yeah.
Because when Nadia was shooting a video, like, we actually linked up with him, and then he gave us, like, mad love. He was like, oh, 66 Beats.
Yeah.
Real, you know?
That's dope. Did you guys reach out in terms of working with him? Like, some more?
Yeah, we did. We still are hitting him up. He's actually looking for new stuff. He thinks he wants to drop an album again soon, so... it's the time to capitalize, get those USDs, you know.
Dollar sign got me in a good mood. Yeah.
So, why 66?
Because we're Illuminati, that's why. Just get straight to the point.
Like, so what, 66 is just a random number?
No. Like, we go, as ratchet as we may look and come across, we go to church.
Yeah.
We go to church every Sunday, we make it. The number 66 just came from, there's 66 books in the Bible, and it just rang nicely to the ear, so.
Had a nice ring.
What church do you go to?
This guy is trying to find out if it's Rivers.
Yeah. Rivers, yeah.
Oh, he's fishing for it.
It wasn't a reach. It's a question, guys. He's the one that came up with it.
You look like you go to Rivers.
Yeah.
I'm recovering. I go to recovery.
You were there probably, and you were like,
Oh, so you're calling me a sellout. Damn you niggas.
So, right. First time I heard of you guys was when you guys released Can't Do That. That's the first time I heard of it.
Yeah.
I saw the video on Channel O, and I was like, who are these guys? Yo, song is dope, whatever. And then, like, I didn't hear from you guys after that for a while, you know? So, what happened in between then? And why did you take a break?
School, man.
That was actually when we went to, when we started back with, like, varsity and stuff like that. Mm. Yeah. To get our qualifications and.
Yeah, but now we come back full force.
Yeah, and the one dude screwed us over. He left the crew.
I feel like
which dude?
The guy that actually swore and said it was the DJ that fucked up.
Wait, hold on. Was that Keith?
Yeah, that was Keith.
Wow.
Shit. For real. So it's beef now.
Nah, there's no beef. It's still fam.
Keith is actually on our next single.
Yeah.
Oh, Keith is on the new single?
Yeah.
Cause like the first time I actually heard of you guys. Like, I heard your names, like, in the streets, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then, I didn't hear any music from you. And then, for some reason, I started working with Keith. We did some tour to Cape Town, like, you know what I mean, all over the country. And then he's like, I'm part of ICU. I'm like, no, you're not. You know what I mean? Like, I've never seen you with them. You know what I mean? Like, you know, what's your boarding pass? So, like, that was the first time I heard it. And, like, he played Spaceship. And, like, till this day, I still jam that joint.
Oh, yeah, that joint was dope.
Yeah, really Spaceship.
That joint. I remember the one time I was driving, right? And I see you guys on a fucking billboard. Some FUBU shit you guys had. What did you guys do with FUBU?
Yeah.
Fuck you, buy us.
Well, what was that situation, man?
Well, we were working with them until we actually realized that they were actually using us.
They were exploiting us.
Oh, they were exploiting us.
Yeah. Oh, for real?
Yeah. Well, it was actually an inside thing where one of their workers let a secret out while we were actually shooting, and she was on some ever since you guys got with us, we actually sales have gone up five to ten percent. And then we were just there like, what?
That's pan-African. 5 to 10%.
Where's the check?
So we're like, yo, where's the check then?
Oh, so they weren't paying you guys.
Nah. The guy who had the license for FUBU is a Jew.
Damn, so they got you niggas for they got these niggas for free $3.99.
Nah.
We're a bunch of Kunta Kinte.
All right, cool. So fast forward to 2016. What are you guys working on? Charlie, you just said you guys are coming back full force with the music. What can we expect from you guys this year?
We got a mixtape coming out. Mm-hmm. Our hard drive actually crashed in December. So
the devil has been working, bro.
Yeah, so we starting from scratch.
So y'all don't back your shit up on the cloud?
Nah.
Oh, guys, we live in the age of technology.
Yeah,
y'all got degrees and shit. You don't have SoundCloud. Come on, guys.
But you see what the thing is, a lot of our software is bootleg software and touring.
Okay.
So like, you know, when you have the internet
keeping it real.
When you have the internet and the updates come through, like they block that shit one time. Like my Fruity ain't working no more. Like, so there's no internet on the studio.
I hear you.
It doesn't even have an X on it. Nigga.
Alright, cool. So tell us about the mixtape. When is it coming? Who are you guys working with? Are you guys are all the beats coming from 66 Beats? Are you working with other producers? Tell us more.
Well, we're still working on it, so we don't have a definite date on when we're dropping BTYA. Mm-hmm. But we open to work with anybody. But we like working with, we're working with Vido Val.
Okay.
Yeah, V's dope. Yeah.
We're working with Vido Val on it as well.
We're working with Kayla. I don't know if y'all have heard of Kayla.
No.
Miss K.
Miss K.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kayla. Oh, she fine as hell. Oh, she fine as hell.
And Denise also, we're working with her.
Zimba.
I saw the interview with Mark on Vuzu. With Nadia, though.
She was all up on Mark's face, but...
don't you have a girlfriend? Don't you have a girlfriend?
Me?
This nigga look like...
That's either a no or it's about to be a no.
No, it's look, we're
it's
going...
It's complicated.
Yeah, it's complicated right now. We're going through some shit.
All right, cool, gents. We are running out of time, but... Yeah, I want one of you guys, any of you guys, or maybe you can do it together to introduce your song. We're about to play Knock Knock right now, so.
I mean, what Knock Knock is a joint that we dropped. Watch out for Better Than Your Album, which is the name of the mixtape that's coming out.
It's true. Yo, you need some of these for that. Hold up.
Give him a horn.
Better than yours.
Yeah, Better Than Your Album coming out real soon. We're trying to get Cap in studio when you got time.
Yo, you ain't
come listen to some beats.
Listen
to some beats.
I almost lied.
Yeah. But yeah, man, watch out. More work coming through.
All right, cool. This is ICU with Knock Knock.
Show money deposits. Commit on making profits.
Keeping it real. On cliffcentral.com.
All right, cool. That was ICU with Knock Knock. I'm actually going to bring them back a bit later, and we're going to have a big fucking cypher in the studio. But as promised, we are hanging out with Smashers. Smashers, what up?
What's the life?
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm just getting this on the snap. He's
snapping quickly.
Yeah, real quick.
What's the life, Cap?
So I know you're one of the most controversial niggas out here, so are we about to have a controversial interview?
Never been.
You want to keep it tidy?
I think we're going to, though.
You niggas didn't greet each other.
Smashes is pissed off.
Something wrong with Smash and Cat. Something's wrong.
Yeah, like he hacked at me.
I can't hear myself. What's going on?
Is that better?
Yeah.
So what's the situation with you in Old School?
All right, so check it out. Let me tell you what happened. I'm going to tell you because I'm a straight up nigga.
Okay.
Right? So get this.
Yeah.
So now, you know the whole Now and Never remix?
Yeah.
Like the whole controversy, right?
Yeah.
So then everybody was like, yo, like, no, I saw a tweet.
Yeah.
That, like, it wasn't a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I saw a tweet that's like, yo, can we get Smashes on the Now and Never remix?
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
How? Respect us, guys.
Why?
You know what I mean?
That?
And then he threw eyes at my account.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nigga, you a swag rapper. You know what I mean? It's not like he's a terrible rapper. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I've just never known him to be that nigga with the bars. I know him as a swag rapper. You know
so
what I mean?
Got Twitter beef.
So it wasn't dog. For me, it's not beef.
Smash, you what know you gonna me? Say? What
I,
you
I
gonna
say,
Smash?
I say how I feel.
God. Okay, Smash?
I don't know. I have nothing to say.
Nothing to say okay, cool.
It's nothing. It's not a thing.
All okay, right. Cool.
Shot. I thought it wasn't even like out of animosity, but I think.
Cool.
If he wants to take it, that's cool.
No, okay, sharp. Let's keep it moving.
Yeah.
So after making us wait for however long you made us wait, you finally put out the Similani EP.
Yeah.
Why did it
Hadn't
take
I
so
put
long?
That out the last
nah.
time I was here?
No.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You see how long you made us wait? Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
So why did it take so long?
It was a number of things. Mm-hmm. It wasn't necessarily the music. I did, yes, take my time to create the music, but I also ran into a whole lot of problems whilst I was making that project. So
yeah,
it took that long. But like, I'm so over that shit. Like, even when I dropped it, like, I just did it to put it out because I just wanted to get it out the way. I was like, yo, I need to be like, I was ready for my next zone, and it was like, yo, making this project is just in my way. So I just like, yo, wrapped it up, put it out, and like the real shit you need to look out for, like that's a classic Smashers project. Like don't worry about that.
Yeah,
that, it's fire. Yeah, but like where I'm at now is shit.
That was actually my next question, because the single that you're putting out that you're pushing now, Leave Me Alone, is not on the EP.
Yeah, it isn't.
So you're not pushing anything off the EP?
I'm way off that. I dropped that to get it out the way.
Okay. How was the response, though?
To the Similani EP? Everybody who heard it loved it. Like, Similanians love it. and
is that the fans?
Yeah,
Similanians.
It's like a thing. It's like a thing. We have a thing. Yeah,
sure.
No doubt. You know me. All right, cool. Figuring it out.
So okay, cool, Shab. So you said you're in a new zone now. You got the single that's out that we are gonna play in a bit. Yeah. But what else are you working on? Like what? What are you doing? What can we expect? What is this new zone? Tell us about the zone. Because you're telling us in a new zone, but you're not telling us much, you know?
Oh, my God. Mm. I don't know. I finally found myself again.
Yeah.
Because it's like I was smashes before Cash Time.
Yeah.
And then I totally devoted myself into the Cash Time sitch to make it work. Like, that's the type of nigga I am.
Yeah.
So it took me a while to get out of that. To get that out my system.
Yeah.
Get the Cash Time out.
Yeah, get the
I remember when you were last year, you said you felt like you didn't know where in the game you belonged.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you
just
found
as
out?
A rapper even. Yeah. I just didn't know what I was trying to do. So I found that. I found me. And so that's why I'm super loving where I'm at right now. Like I can't wait to drop. Like I actually just wrapped up an EP of like 5 joints called Figuring It Out.
Okay.
Because that's like the position I'm at in my life right now, which is what I said to you the last time I was here. There's just a lot of things that I'm figuring out.
Yeah.
So that's what it's called. It's called Figuring It Out.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like, as I said, you're not telling us much.
The music says everything.
Okay, so when
have you bumped Leave Me Alone?
Yeah.
You listen to everything I'm saying?
Majority.
Did you hear me?
Okay, fuck it. Let's play it right now.
Listen, I'm the boss.
I don't know if Cap heard it. I don't know. I think Cap might be lying. I don't know.
Yeah. I know Cap.
He's unsure of his.
Super fugazi.
Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you, niggas. This is Smashes with Leave Me Alone.
Tell him I told you to tell him to leave me alone. Tell him, leave me alone.
Keeping it real. On CliffCentral.com.
All right, cool. So we are back and we don't have much time. So just give us some raps. Give us some raps. Everybody, I see you, Smashes. The beat's going already. Let's hear some.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Man, like, give me an acapella. What beat?
All right, cool. Shut up.
You know me with these funny style beats you're always dropping out here.
Come on, that's from the 8 Mile joint. Come on. That was hella official. All right, cool. Let's do it.
Man, that nigga still fine. I'm wondering just how I stay. I've been fine since the come up days, my nigga. If I were to tell you all the stories about how I made it, you would understand how proud I make me. Yeah, I can see him and I feel him trying somehow play me. That's the reason I just come out blazing. As long as I'm still breathing and my heart's still beating, you will never see me leaving with the one I came with. That's cause I'm nonstop with the switch ups. Woo, I was sipping out the cup with the mix and I got caught in a mix up. And now all my old friends got tired and they crying about how I don't call when I'm in town. And the gatekeepers close doors when I pitch up. It's a non-stop type of lift off. Woo, yeah. And all you rappers are jiggy all of a sudden now. You think you winning, you living all of a sudden now. If I'm in the building, believe it, I'm finna burn it down. I know you feel me, I'm breathing over an underground. I'm just thinking of the next ideas. In the streets looking for the next idea. With a Beyonce body and she gotta be a mommy who's a body with a left eye jig.
So, all right, cool, Shab. Real quick, figuring it out, when?
Figuring it out, when? And you know me with the slang. You gotta be jiggy to say that shit. Don't come out here figuring.
What's that
going on? Get it right. Figuring it out.
Figuring it out. Come on.
Trust
come
me. Yeah, you. End of the month in July.
End of the month, July. Five joints.
Some super fire shit.
Send me some exclusives.
Yeah.
I'll break them on the show.
What did I say to you last time I saw you? Say it now on air. What did I say to you?
You told me to tell them to leave you alone.
Quit playing. Yo, shout out, my nigga.
All right, cool. Chef, I see you, man. I can't let you guys go without hearing some raps, man.
Nah, I'm going to go in acapella.
Oh, okay. Jeez, yeah. No one wants to be today. Is anyone going to do acapella?
Yeah, I think we'll do acapella then.
All right, cool, Chef. Let's go.
I laugh at niggas cause multimedia give them false image. Twitter thugs acting like Popeye with no spinach. I'm making money, boy, you better shut your mouth. Niggas talking in the back, but he ain't coming out. Be a man, son, come and show yourself. It's too easy to judge a nigga till you go and try it out. Bench warmers, they prefer to sit at our place. My sneakers on his feet, watch him chicken out. I'm shooting for the buzzer cause that's who I be. Got more soul than your sneakers so you can walk up on me. Swag so cold, boy, I'm feeling like a blizzard. Sex game magic. God damn, I'm a wizard. I'm a pass down to Charlie, and he gonna finish the rest.
All right, real quick, guys. I literally have two seconds left.
In the middle of trouble, is you doing fine? Coke on the table, put your life on the line. Trim your stories well, don't let me make those headlines. I swear you will make a spliff all the time I bust a rhyme. Still, don't wanna know what I'm also known as. This is all I know I'm also known as, but way better. Gotta keep it dynamic, if not dynamic, nomadic. I'll just love.
Guys, that's all the time we have. I'm so sorry, it's the Capital. Cliff Central.
I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.